Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Why don't you think aliens have been here yet? You don't think it's cool enough here? We got Six Flags. We got titties. Why wouldn't they visit?
Do you think they give a fuck about Six Flags? They can f*** themselves in their brains.
We're in. What is it? Huh?
Currently we're doing a podcast?
I was trying to, then you cut me off.
Fighting up top.
Like a married couple. What is it about bad bitches loving dill pickles?
What did you just say to me?
Bad bitches love dill pickles.
I think they just like the fucking salt. Come.
I don't know. Problem solved. You know what I mean? Mythbusters. No, but I feel like all the girls that I see that are posting on Instagram, they're like, I just love a good classic pickle. And I'm like, you're hot.
Yeah.
How do I audition for that pickle?
You could. Ooh. I don't know. There is something hot about a lady, obviously, this is a very obvious statement, a girl putting something phallic in their mouth and something that's kind of like a bit al dente, so it kind of has like a penis wiggle to it.
Right. But that's okay, I hear that. But what about the spears? Like the little triangle tubes.
What? Oh, those.
The spears. Circumcised pickles.
Wow. Oh, no. The spear is the one they cut
Yeah, they cut it in like fours. So it's like, you know, spears. It's like little watermelon pieces, but not watermelon and a pickle.
Do you like pickles?
I love them. I'm a bad bitch.
Here's the thing.
But you know this about me. I don't like cucumbers. And I didn't know until I was 22 that a cucumber and a pickle were the same thing.
But I don't understand. It's like the texture is almost the same. It's like less.
It's too hard. Doesn't add value.
It adds, not consistency, it adds like context. Or what am
I? My mom always says that. Like, I hate bean sprouts, cucumbers,
fire,
jicama.
What the hell is
celery?
Jicama?
I don't know. Dude, but my mom always just goes, it adds crunch. Well,
yeah.
No.
It does.
You know what else does? Fried onions.
Yep. Potato chips.
Whoa. Those are poor people's fried onions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You put them on sandwiches?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Doritos on a sandwich is great.
Cool Ranch?
I've never tried that. That sounds
fun. You ever had Doritos on a sandwich?
No.
What the hell is wrong with you? Dude,
I've never been swimming and put a Dorito on a sandwich? I keep cutting you off. I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, it's fine.
The tables have turned. You never put Doritos, Cool Ranch on a sandwich?
No, I do like a barbecue chip.
Hell yeah.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I turned into a total Pringles guy. Everyone fight me.
I've witnessed it firsthand.
Dude, they come in so many different... The variety is endless. Pizza? Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Ranch, yeah. Barbecue, yeah. And they have, like, weird different types of barbecue now. Dude,
really?
I'll kick a raccoon.
Mesquite?
I love them.
Goldfish does it, too. They got, like, the pizza blaster flavor.
Oh, yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Those are sleepers.
Dude, have you tried because they have the regular Goldfish. They're like, oh, these are cute. And then they have the, hey, you want more Goldfish flavor?
You know what? You know what the best thing there is? Back in my non-gluten-free days, back when I was a fucking man, is the extra toasted Cheez-Its. Why'd it get so quiet?
Because I don't know
why'd
what you're talking
about. Why'd it get so quiet? They have extra, they have like burnt Cheez-Its. Like extra.
No, I get it.
Well done Cheez-Its. Somebody agree with me. There's four people in this goddamn room.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what? Gabe pulled up. We have a TV for a fucking reason. Yes.
They look pretty good.
Dude, you can buy them like extra toasted. People listening know.
What the hell is wrong with
you? Why do people like find a Cheeto that looks like Jesus and sell it for $30,000?
Because they don't have a life and they work at Cricket Wireless.
But maybe that's the way out. What is this?
This is the perfect puffed Dorito for $17,000.
Please tell me it has zero bids on it.
Please tell me that someone... But
imagine dipping into your son's college account to be like, but son, it's a perfect Dorito.
Do you think the person that's going to buy those has a son?
That this he knows of? No.
This person hasn't seen a person in like 11 years. The person's going to bid for
But there's always some shit like that. You know,
17K.
It's a Cheeto that's shaped like a Ford F-350. That's not the perfect puff. There's four watches in the last 24 hours.
Look
there's
at their
four
hand.
Motherfuckers just rubbing their hands like this.
Would
could
you
do
want it.
It
from that hand?
Oh,
coal miner.
Oh my God.
They work in the coal.
Oh.
Honestly, it looks pretty good.
He looks like he's been jerking off with ink.
But it only sells well if it. True. It only sells.
True? Laugh!
It's like every time we show each other a stand up clip and we go, yeah, that's funny. Oh, really? Because your nostrils didn't once go.
I need a giggle.
Yeah.
You know what type of laugh I hate? You know the laugh you go, ha, 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 that last one? No, don't like it.
That's how boomers talk. They kind of laugh and then just pitter out every time.
Have you noticed in porn that everyone laughs?
What?
Why the fuck is this funny?
In porn?
Everyone. Every girl. Why? Nothing's funny here. Suck my cock. But have you noticed? It's crazy. Once I noticed, it's ruining a bit. Everyone is laughing. The dude's not. But if there's
is
two
it like
women,
flirty though?
It's
like
it's
oh, haha, who's Dill Pickles that? Colossic? That should be a commercial.
Colonic could be a bag.
Colonic?
That's got to be a problem.
Colonic?
What is it? Colossicopy bag.
Colossic. Colossic pickles. Is that
Colonic-y
it?
Bag.
I have no idea what either of you guys are saying.
Colossic pickles. Velocic. Velocic.
Velocic raptor.
Velociraptor. All right.
Raptor.
Vlasic.
Vlasic. What did I say?
Velocic.
All right.
And then what am I trying to say? Colossicopy bag? Colonicopy
that's
bag.
That's where you put a wine bag in your stomach and you go to the bathroom in it.
Yep. If the hottest girl in the entire world.
Yes.
All right.
Wait, if she had that?
If she just had a colossal, if she was like perfect, but she was like, I have a weird thing. I actually, my bladder's on the outside of myself. You're fine with it. So you're at the beach and someone's like, that's an oracle whale. You're like, that's my girlfriend.
She's still hot.
Is she? She has a Jansport coming out of her fucking ribs. Hotness and personality can make you forget about a lot of stuff. There's this lady on TikTok, bad. But she got like little T-Rex arms. And it doesn't, to me, I don't even see it. They showed a video of her like at a Home Depot.
Yeah, because she has normal feet and that's all you give a shit about.
God damn.
Hold up.
Yeah. Bring her up.
What?
Bring her up.
Do you know her name?
That's not what
is
I
that?
Wanted.
It's always a Jesus Christ shaped Dorito.
Yeah. That
or
was
a Cheeto.
15 grand.
That's not even, that looks more
what
like Bigfoot
that?
Than it does Jesus.
Yeah, that's a Jesus Christ shaped Cheeto.
That's not
extra
Jesus.
Hot.
That looks like a lobster.
I don't. That really does look like a lobster, like a lot. What
whoa,
Jesus?
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Bottom
what's
left
the
looks
one
like
over
a cock.
There?
Dude, there's a penis shaped hot Cheeto for $7.50.
What the hell?
We could get it with
it's
PayPal
so
credit.
It's so funny. You can use PayPal credit, so you're paying $33 for 24 months for a fucking cock Cheeto.
What are you doing? See, here's the thing. If I was super rich, I'd buy that and then do OnlyFans and then ship it to the girl that I loved and say, "Put that in you." That's what I'd do.
You lost me.
All right, I'll reset.
They're selling from Warren, Ohio. So,
from where?
Warren, Ohio.
Here's the thing. There should be a war in Ohio.
War, or
just joking.
Warrant.
I'm going there soon.
Are you where?
It's in 2023. Who knows?
All right.
Long pause.
You were fucking traveling this weekend.
I was.
You're out being a mountain man, drinking your own piss, Bear Grylls-ing and shit.
Dude, I was Bear Grylls-ing it. I went to Seattle with the old lady, Pacific Northwest, pussy. Yeah.
What direction is that?
Honestly, I
Pacific?
Don't know. Yeah. It's you know, Seattle. I went.
But where you went wasn't Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
That's Seattle?
That's like outside. It was like the first hike. Yes, I said the first hike. We went on two. They were both 9 miles Whoa. Each. Shoot me in the face. Nine miles.
I saw the photos. You look kind of dead inside.
No. It was.
You look kind of like, yeah, excited to be here.
No. I'm going to be honest. I was not. So my girl's a big hiking lady, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I am not.
Okay.
My idea of vacation is to go to the beach and sit down. Mm-hmm. I like to feel like recharged, not devastated.
Right.
Yeah, like, because right now I feel good, but I'm tired. Like on all those hikes, like I'm tired.
Yeah.
Vacations
work.
They do.
You gotta. It's a thing. It's planning. There's no chill.
No, but for me, I don't want that. I just want to go and I just want to sit down on a beach and drink a margarita and
drink
forget
a daiquiri
about
and yell about Matthew McConaughey.
Exactly. Just chase fucking pigeons around. That's what I'd like to do. Yeah. That sounds fun.
What is it about kids seeing a flock of birds and be like, well, time to ruin what the fuck y'all got going on?
100. Yeah, we never think about it with the birds. They're like, bitch, I'm just trying to hang out. I'm looking for worms.
Maybe they're on vacation.
Maybe. Are birds always on vacation? Like seagulls? Them bitches always.
Beach bumps. They always on vacation.
What's a bird that's homeless besides pigeons are pretty homeless?
Crows.
Right? I don't know, dude. I saw a crow one time. It looked like it had something to do. Crows are massive.
Crows look like they're looking for revenge.
100%.
Like they look like they're always on a Grand Theft Auto mission, just like looking for a guy named Tony. Just being like,
yeah. I think they're gonna. They always look like they're gonna eat my firstborn. Probably. They look devilish.
Intimidating.
Anyways, hike. So she goes, let's go on a hike. I said, cool. And all these hikes that she planned are like, they're not hikes.
Dude, you had a walking stick.
Son, I had to go to REI and buy boots. Guys, did you hear what I said? I had to go to REI and buy fucking hiking boots because she took me on a hike before we went to Seattle. And I just had gym shoes like a normal fucking East Coast person.
Right.
And I was furious because I had no grip.
When you slip walking downhill, you feel like a bitch.
Dude, there was snow. The hike I literally had Nikes on.
It's 105 degrees outside today and there was snow in Seattle.
Sure. Go up in the mountains. There's still snow. Snow. Mm. So anyways, when I went to REI like a couple days ago, I got the whole thing. I was like,
I saw the photo and I was like, where is this man?
I know.
What is happening?
I don't know.
We went from foot jobs in Phoenix to fucking getting footed out in REI. The growth on this man is exponential.
Bro,
I think you need to take your girlfriend and be like, thank you. But also, you're welcome. I'm a better man.
Yeah. Also, that DM that you sent me, you know, sometimes people like go, haha, I'm laughing. And you are, but I was crying.
Oh, really?
Dog, I read it in the car. We were driving back. I couldn't tell my girl what I was laughing at.
It's so funny.
For like 2 minutes.
Right.
I was literally crying.
By the time
crying.
You tell it, they're like, that's what you were laughing
Correct.
So hard over?
But it caught me. The foot jobs in Phoenix to this period growth, all caps period. It's just because we have so much like history, you and I together, so much like I know exactly what you're talking about. I was fucking crying. Like I you made me laugh a lot for that. I have to thank you. I was
of
crying.
Course, thank you. Well, dude, it threw me off. I was somewhere in fucking Wisconsin, and I'm just tapping through stories, and I was like, whenever I'm not here.
Yeah.
I just assume that you're off doing shows or you're off doing a tour or something. And I tap it. I was like, I didn't know you were out of town. I was like, where the fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
Everglades?
Yeah. I was in Seattle, went to this hike called the Enchantments. Let me back up. I went to REI. Who the fuck goes to REI? Not
Dad's. Me. I've 100%. Seen, dude, this REI in Santa Monica, I've driven past it at like 9:50 a.m. and they open at 10. There's dads posted up, tailgating in REI.
Anything that gets you away from your family.
I think that's what it is.
Hikes? They go, I'm going on a hike. How long? 28 miles. Are you going to come back? No.
On a bike? No.
I'm walking.
Heelys.
Minimum. Anyways, REI, I'm in there. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I walked up late. I'm going on a hike. She goes, where? I go, bitch, I don't know.
Yep.
In Seattle. I don't know. So she got me these boots. First of all,
settling down in Seattle. Title. But that sounds like a wholesome, that'd be like on Hallmark for sure.
Yeah.
It's Hallmark's whole thing. Like, yeah, you want a shitty movie that you think is about to be a porn but never is? That's all it is. Hallmark is just edging HBO softcore.
Bring in a cock. Like, bring in a cock.
One or two.
I think I need two.
Oops, I tripped cock in my ass.
Can you imagine just imagine right now, two cocks just going like it's like one cock and women have so many holes. Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever seen one of those porns that there's just dicks everywhere? Like, two, how do you ambidextrous?
I'm always thinking about like in a gangbang situation, like what is she thinking about? Or is it just a pleasure thing?
Tetris. It's pretty much Tetris.
But do you think she's ever like, oh, fuck, my car payment's late? Or do you 100%. Ever think she's like, what am I going to eat after this?
Oh, yeah.
No, but I guess it's a sexual brain, so you're not like, I don't even know what you think about during sex. Sex?
Yeah, I always just wonder, like, because there are moments. Do you ever get lost? Do you ever like
in life or sex?
Well, I mean, we're all lost in life. You know what I mean? Whoa. And you know who's going to find us? Those Jesus. Deep. So this is what I want to tell you about
as
the
a
Lord.
Hot Cheeto.
Yeah, I mean, so there's moments very, like, few and far between where I like start thinking about like my to-do list, but generally I'm locked in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It seems like your brain is on you know when your iPhone does a recharge, like a reset, like it's yeah. still on but it's just like one mode. Mm-hmm. Kind of that.
You know what we should ask? We're freaking this Patreon, we're gonna ask Stella Berry, aka Anal Princess.
Yeah, she's coming on the Patreon this week,
dude, and she's gonna have all the answers, so I'm excited to ask her, because if anyone knows about what we're talking about, Anal Princess will.
Huh.
Anal yeah. laws when you're drinking claws. I don't give a fuck. I'll keep saying that.
Anal laws?
It's the funniest thing I've ever
said. Well, I remember like maybe 2 years ago, back when we used to record this podcast in my apartment, there we looked up a video of a girl pouring a White Claw in her ass. And she didn't get a cease and desist?
She didn't.
She actually got a yeast infection, but.
100%. Can you get your pussy drunk?
Yes.
Oh.
You put alcohol in a tampon or you put it in your ass here, right. Or anywhere.
I think both.
Funny if somebody just puts like, you know, tampon soaked and vodka up their nose. I'm like, what? It smells like I'm drunk. It smells like you need help.
I mean, that's literally how COVID started. Wet marks. So what I was going to say is. I'm swaying, dude.
It's hot in here.
REI.
Yeah.
REI.
You told them you're going on a hike.
Hike. They first of all, they point out shoes. All too much. Hiking shoes.
How much
shoes,
were they? It's funny. You got to spend money to look at Earth.
It's also funny
you
that-
You idiot.
I'm dumb.
You spent money to go, wow.
Yeah.
Better than Instagram.
It is better than Instagram.
No, it's not. No, I hear you. It's the same thing. Yeah, I mean, I did that when I was in Canada. There's a place called Banff. You look at it online. You're like, this is cool. Then you see it and you're like, God, why is it so blue?
Yeah.
It and is, then, you, yep, there it is.
It is crazy.
Goddamn.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Goddamn. REI bought boots for...
How much were they?
Too much.
How much were
you
they?
You want to guess?
125.
More. Yeah.
You could have bought some Jordans.
100%.
Why didn't you just go hiking in some Jordans?
Because I would have been slip-sliding all over the place.
But he would have looked chill.
I would have looked cool as shit.
200.
Yes.
For hiking pissed. Boots?
$200. And this is what
you
could have
bought
me.
One Yeezy foam.
Yeah.
One. Just the left foot.
Dude, people with one leg have it made. Just one shoe? But
what do you do with the other one? Just sell it?
Oh, yeah. Can you just buy one shoe?
Yeah.
You have to be able to. Maybe like you have to.
Well, you buy two and then you post a line. Yo, I got a left foot. Who got a right foot?
Can you buy two rights? Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know about legally. You got to go down in Chinatown and be like, let me get those J's, but two rights.
It is really funny that in Chinatown, they just, well, just in China in general, they make everything that we make, but but it's all fake. And they're like, well, this is not $1,000. This is $11.
Oh, I love it. When it's Gucci, but three me C's too. In it, I'm like, whoa, clearly that's Gucci.
But that's the wild thing. It's like, that's why it's just all branding. It's not nicer.
Right.
It's not nicer. Right. It just has a friggin' LV on it. We're like, whoa, stupid.
Louis Vuitton.
Went to REI.
You spent $200 on boots
on
that you
boots.
Will never wear again. Why
that's
did you wear them today?
I was going.
You should return
with
them and be like, I didn't use them. They're just caked up.
Here's the problem. Here's the most Jew thing I've ever done. I actually bought used hiking boots.
They sell used hiking boots.
Yeah. In the clearance section, whatever, they have boots that like were returned. Like they're
clearance?
Open. They're like open box boots.
Open box.
Open box boots. And I went there, and I went to the section, and I was like, bet. I want these. Still $200. Hiking boots are dumb expensive.
But what are they, why are they $200? What's the difference? They got a little more fucking, little that grip.
I'm going to be honest. Yes, definitely more grip. But they're like grip, waterproof. They're like ankle support. And they have like a bunch of like shock absorbers. Because when you're hiking, dude, especially like the 9 mile ones, like mm-hmm. you're going up.
This
down.
Bitch got a box spring in it?
Pretty much.
I know. And but you're going like up, down. Yelling, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, dude, like we went from like 3,000 feet elevation. Jesus. What's the word?
Elevation.
Thank you. Up to like 6,000. So like we're going up and down. It was a lot. Nine miles. Anyway, so I got I got pants.
I got the zip off ones, bro. Your whole fit. Can we just look up a photo?
I can literally just airdrop.
Yeah, just airdrop it to me.
The photo that.
Oh yeah, I need to dissect the fit. I need to see the fit check. I need to believe it because it looked like you spent a bag for a fit.
Well, here's why I spent a little bit of money because I knew how much. I hated that last hike because I wasn't geared out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to lie, guys. Like, some people are going to hate on me. I think I look hot as shit. Like, I think I look like I can eat a pine cone out of a pussy. No problem. Like, I think I could, like, finger like a raccoon and a gerbil. Like, I think, like, I could eat my own shit and I know which parts of the shit I could eat to survive. I think I could pee on wood and know how to make a fire off that. Like, I know what I'm doing.
I'm going to keep this going.
Like, I could turn a Pop-Tart into a boat. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the man. Look at that. You wouldn't trust me to lead you to the new world? First of all, I look jacked, dog.
You look more like a firefighter than anything, really.
Yeah,
I'm
fighting.
You look like a firefighter on his day off. But, like, you wore your firefighter pants, and then you took the kids out.
Look
jacked.
Thank you. I look kind of
hot. What did that stick wasn't doing anything?
Son, I'm going to be honest. Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Sir.
That's an antenna.
No, wait. Listen, when you don't realize how, like, if you're going up that, what's the word? Elevation?
Elevation.
What is it?
Elevation.
Elevation. Elevation. Elevator. Elevation. When you're going up that, like, you don't realize how much glute work, because it's a step up.
Glute work?
So if you take the stick and use your arms too, so you're taking weight off that leg, pushing your whole body up. It really helps.
Now, how much of this ensemble did you buy at REI the day before?
I bought the boots. Those are the used boots for $200. Kill me.
How much are those new? Do you know?
Like $250 probably.
Okay.
Ask me what brand. Don't know.
the, are those zip off shorts?
The pants are zip offs.
Oh, that's those how you get fucking freaky.
Oh yeah.
Oh, why don't we take something off?
Yep. And then the pants are REI. Those are like fucking $80, whatever. But did I get anything else?
Oh, that backpack. There's no way you had that around the house.
Well, that was from...
You look like you're about to save tsunami survivors with that shit.
Where I just tell them to get in my backpack?
That's a big-ass backpack. What did you have in there? How long was the hike?
9 miles.
Did you have sex out there?
Son, first of all, I wanted to get head because I wanted the fucking title to be Get Head by the Trailhead is what I wanted the fucking title to be. But
title of this episode or like an Instagram photo?
Anything.
A soliloquy.
But the
also,
back
getting head after 9 miles. I mean,
that's what
it would taste like. Your cock was trail mix.
Worse.
You were on a trail though.
Oh yes.
Trail.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, it would take. It would taste like a porcupine's asshole. Like it was awful. But the backpack she already had at her house because her whole thing is a hiking people. So
what's in there,
dude? Everything.
You look like you have a ladder in there for some reason.
It's pretty long. I could have put a ladder in
there.
That's
what I'm saying. Like what? But like,
son, on long hikes, like I didn't know any of this. I learned all of it. But I had like 2 bottles of water. I had a bunch of like they're called GU chews that have like electrolytes and caffeine and sugar and stuff in case you start crashing.
Insert Blue Chew ad. Do we have one?
I don't know today.
We'll figure it out.
Well, yeah, we got it.
Buy it anyways.
But what else? Fucking a bunch of trail mix. Like I had like 4 peanut butter sandwiches. I had peanut butter. Oh dude, starving. I lost like almost 2,000 calories in one hike.
So it was 4.5 there, 4.5 back, or 9 and 9?
4.5 there, 4.5 back.
Wow. How long did that take?
All day. All day. Dude, the first hike we woke up at 4 a.m.
Wow.
And got back we finished like at 4 p.m. Out.
Just to go.
100%.
Look at you.
Dude, here's the thing. I'm fighting myself because my comic Jew East Coast brain wants to be like, fuck this. I don't want to spend, I don't want to exude that much goddamn or exert that much energy to live like that. But there are so many moments during this where you go, fuck, this is worth it, dude.
We went to like an alpine time.
An alpine lake, dog. I've never seen an alpine lake. It's wild. It looks, there's so many moments where you go, this is not real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was like, this is where Jesus's asshole is. Like, it's perfect.
A lot of asshole references today. Porcupine's asshole, Jesus' asshole. What is it called? Can I see it?
Yeah, it's called the Enchantments.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you a hard time. I do think that seeing stuff like that is always awesome, but
so much effort to see it though, for sure.
Yeah.
So
you did that one day, and then the next day you're like, you know what else we should do?
Well, I didn't plan any of this. I was just going with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. Look at that shit.
That is not Seattle.
Son,
that's an Arrowhead water bottle. That's you?
I wish. That guy fucks.
I think he has the same pants on.
How was the weather?
Beautiful.
Really?
Beautiful. Nice. Yeah. I mean, that's why my girl kind of like was forcing this weekend, because it's one of the last weekends you can hike in Seattle without the weather being fucking horrid.
Huh.
Seattle weather's terrible, obviously.
Right.
But yes, we did this one. I was exhausted, but I was like, that was worth it. Whatever, whatever. And then so we took the next day off, and the next day we did this other hike and this same amount of miles. This one might have been harder because the elevation, was like much more. It was like straight
up,
dog. Yeah. It was a lot. And then here's the funny thing, and maybe you guys all know this, I didn't. Going down, worse.
It's just harder on your legs.
Yeah.
Right? But it goes by quicker.
Goes by quicker, but it's like literally harder. I was like, oh, cool. This down's going to be easy. No. Ow.
Well, you have to watch every single step, slipping and sliding.
Oh.
Gripping and riding.
That's why I got the $200 boots.
And you didn't?
Nope. None.
You had that fucking, that grip.
Oh, dude. 100%.
That lips, that grip.
Yeah. And you love that Reddit. I looked at it. It's fine. It's fine.
Don't say these things to me.
You type
that
in,
Reddit is a nice glass of Pinot Noir on a Thursday night. It's everything you would want. It's straight into it.
I had a session last night because my girl's still in Seattle.
You still call them sessions.
Dude, when you put Greta in her cage, you put the goddamn sheet over so she goes to sleep.
That's not a session. That's PETA knocking at your door.
What?
Get that dog out of the crate.
No, what do you mean? She's in her house. She loves your house.
That's a studio apartment, dog. Get her out of there.
I said, did you go to new house? Go to sleep in your house? And she fucking, I'm not joking. She loves it. She runs to it.
Shelter.
I think she just feels like so protected in that thing.
Okay.
I said, did you go to your house?
When did you get back?
I said, did you go to your house?
I heard you.
Okay. I got back late last night.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, here's the funny thing. We did another dumb early hike on Sunday.
What the fuck? How many did you do?
Oh, two total. So we did Enchantments on Friday, took Saturday off, and then did the... I can't remember this other one. I'm sorry. I'll figure it out. Whatever.
Trailhead.
Trailhead. And then we did this one. But the shitty thing is we woke up super early to do this one, and then we went straight to the airport.
Hike to airport?
Terrible.
Dog.
Terrible.
Your cock probably had mesothelioma. I don't even know what that is. You hiked 9 miles and then just sat on an airplane.
Terrible.
With Gigi.
No, Captain America, she was home.
Oh.
Yeah, did you zip off the pants when you got to the airport?
No, I switched my pants out.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I only unzipped them when my girl and I were fighting on the hike.
It's the only time. You got in a fight on the hike?
Two.
How?
Son, you ever with somebody for that long? You only think it's gonna be one fight?
True.
You say something weird.
You're quiet and you go, she goes, what are you thinking about? You're like, cockatoos. And she goes, not me. And you're like, what?
Yeah,
What were they about?
I'm trying to remember.
That's the funniest part is you go, what was that about?
Well,
the next morning after a fight, you go, why were we fighting?
I can definitely tell you the first one. The first one was, and this is definitely on me for sure.
Mm.
She brought up, like maybe 4 days ago, she's like, I think we should get Greta back in training. And I was
damn.
Like,
damn.
I was like, that's a good idea, but here's the problem.
Like physical training or? Was Gigi on the hike?
No, that fat bitch can't get on the hike.
Gigi on the hike?
No.
She would have came back with the V-lines.
Dude, she couldn't. Dude, the hike was. It was hard for me to do the hike.
Yeah, no.
There's no way Captain America. The only. She. I mean, she would just fly.
She would have got swallowed by a pigeon. I get it.
100%. She would have been attacked by a mountain lion quickly.
First fight. So she was like, we should put. Is she acting up?
She's not acting up, but like, she's not 100% cured. Like, so she'll be fine as a dog park for 10 minutes and then she'll like, blah, 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 and lose her goddamn mind. Oh, I was talking
about your girlfriend, dude. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
She'd be acting up. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Obviously. So Gigi's just popping off?
Popping off. Yeah. I mean, but she's a Chihuahua. So normal Chihuahua. I think in Chihuahua land, she's great. But like, you know, she's still like, you bring her dog park. Sometimes you take her outside. She pops off, right? So we're trying to get rid of all that, yada, yada, yada. So my girl goes, maybe we should get her back into training because we've been moving and shit for the last like month and a half. So we haven't had back in training. And I was like, yeah, we can do that. But it's like money. It's like a lot of money every session. And I feel like we've reached like the ceiling of how good we can get this dog.
This is the dog, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't want to keep investing if it's going to be the same thing or like little tiny increments for like a year or whatever. Like, I don't want to do that. And then she kind of was like, well, I mean, you know, like if it was my dog, like there, you know, there's a lot of responsibility with dogs and I just took it wrong. Uh-huh. Like I took it as if she was like scolding me for, and that's not what she meant. She was essentially just like, if we have a dog and we love her, we should try to get her the best of her, you know, the best of her ability, whatever. So the fight was like, essentially like I'm overly sensitive when it comes to Gigi in terms of like, people telling me how to do
because it's your child.
Correct.
It feels like that was my child.
Exactly. It feels like an indictment on my parenting technique. So then I just pop off. So we had that fight, and then she brought it back up on the hike to be like, I want to have these conversations without you being so sensitive. Like, how do we do it? And then we just went, it just took wrong turns. And so we're like hiking and fighting.
Was there ever moments where you guys didn't talk for like 10 minutes on the trail?
Not really.
Oh, okay. But it was just like kind of like argumentative. Like it wasn't like, well, fine. And then you're just like on a trail walking like an awkward distance between each other.
No, cause my girl doesn't like, I was going to say, doesn't allow that. I mean, I think she's just like, she's like, let's just fix this. I don't want to just be sound. There's no reason to be sound like that.
Yeah.
But the fight lasted maybe like 10 minutes, but it was like it was like 10 minutes, like right before you leave. So we like sat down to have like the final, like try to like piece the fight together before we left. So there was hella people just walking by and we had to keep stopping.
It's funny if there's like a fight going on between you two and every time somebody walks by, hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, the entire time.
It's lovely up there.
And I was.
Nice used boots. All right, take care. And listen, bitch, that's my dog.
Because also, people are about to embark on a long ass hike. So everyone goes, embark, dog. So and people will go, hey, is this worth it? So five people walk by.
Also, who gives a fuck like what they say?
Well,
if somebody's like, no, then you're going to turn around?
Well, actually, on the second hike, someone asked me.
Calling my own bluff.
Someone asked me, I go, no, it's not worth it. And they go, are you kidding? And I was like, no, I'm just joking. I'm joking. But like their energy shot down. Because if you're 3 miles in, and you're struggling, and someone that just got to the top goes, it's not worth it. You go, bitch, I'm turning around. I don't, what is this? 3 pine cones and 1 Christmas tree? Okay. Fuck this whole thing.
I hear you.
Anyways, so getting to the point where I unzip my pants. So
hold up.
This is where we're going. I didn't forget. So we're in the middle of fighting, and the sun is beaming. And you know when you fight, you get a little hot? You're a little hot already? Yeah. And then I'm getting
like a Cinnabon.
Uh-huh. And so I just unzip my pants and I didn't take the bottoms off completely. So I just put them down by my boots. So I was sitting there looking like a fucking, like a jazzercise exercise coach.
You just from had the 80s. The uncircumcised pant legs on your shoes.
On my shoes. Yep. And people
was that to like prove a point? Like, fine. Or you were just hot in the argument.
So hot.
Yeah.
I was so hot.
It's funny.
And but we got to good place in the argument, but that's when I took my pants off. But I didn't take it off for like a cool woodsman reason.
Yeah.
I took it off because I was bitching, I was fighting.
That's actually why they make those in those pants. In case fights.
Yeah.
Get a little air in
there. It felt good though.
I will say you zip it off, you get a little air that pops in there.
It felt good. It felt good. It's nature's AC.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The wind?
Yes.
What came first? The wind or the Tesla?
Wind, dude. Wind, like it's not even close. Wind.
You sure about that?
What's the ice age?
A movie. Everything. The Ice Age, the Dust Bowl.
The Dust Bowl is not real. The Ice Age is not real. Pangea. Is that fucking real? Here's the thing. These dumb scientists can tell me anything like a Pangea is real. And what am I going to say? Hey, show me the paper.
Pangea, but not elevation.
Huh?
How do you know the word Pangea, but not elevation?
I know the word elevation. I just couldn't say it. Pangea. I'm going to name my daughter Pangea.
All right.
Pangea, the whore blouse line.
What was the middle name?
Yeah. The whore.
The whore?
Yeah. Pangea.
Well, now it's got a title. It's like, it's not Ohio State University. It's the Ohio State. That's the whore. What? Well, then it sounds like you're the town whore.
First of all,
towns used to only have like one drunk. That's the town drunk. I think there's multiple of us.
Because there are seven of them.
We use candles as lighting. You don't think we're all blacked out?
Dude, imagine being the town whore. First of all, back in the day, to be a town whore, you had to sleep with like three people. Like, I don't think it was like
I think it's more than that.
You think so?
I think it was a lot of fucking churning butter, and I ain't talking dairy.
What are you talking about?
Cock.
Oh.
I don't know. People always want to time travel to the future. I want to go back. I want to go like 1800. Bitches got bonnets.
Yeah, but they smell like a fucking sewage pipe. There are no goddamn showers. There's no ocean spray.
There's a reason they didn't invent showering until 1912.
Why?
Smelled good.
Ew.
I don't know.
Dude,
people used to shower once a month in the lake. Imagine, it was a chore.
I mean, dude, those fucking cooters. No one's got a goddamn manscape. Insert the ad. but yeah, I mean, this is a nightmare down there.
Just how movies depict it. It looks like, I think I'd clean up. If I went back dressed like this, I'd clean up.
I think they'd shoot you immediately. Dude, if you take a cowboy hat off, you get shot.
That is true.
I mean, I don't know. All I do know is I actually do like those outfits. The corsets with the boobs popping out. What's underneath there?
It's layers.
But dude,
just ain't Trident.
I mean, how do you get all that shit off?
Hands.
All right.
I don't know. Are chastity belts real?
Yeah.
What were you about to say?
I was just going to say, how much? It is funny to be like, I'll have a shot of whiskey and a woman. Like you walk in there and you order it like it's a Snickers. Mm-hmm. And then you just flip them a couple coins. Was money real back then? Like what was money?
Real? But doors weren't even real. They had swinging doors that were this tall.
Yeah, don't need those. What are those stopping?
They don't stop anything, but they start everything. You kick through that and you go, this town ain't big enough for the both of us. Glock. You have to kick in barn doors if you want to fight.
Here's the funny thing. If you walked in there to fight and you opened the doors but didn't walk in and you opened the doors and they hit you back, funny.
Definitely happened.
This town ain't big. Right back.
Well, they went to kick it, but there was like a latch and they were like, didn't go in. Like, yep. Oh, dang. Take two.
Duels are funny.
Also, the town was always big enough for everybody.
It was
the town ain't big enough for the two of us.
It's massive.
There's population 13,000 people in the state of the USA back then.
Yep. It's so much. There's so much room.
Canada, a lot of space.
Do people date more horses back then?
What do you mean?
Like, I feel like, son, if you're on the fucking dusty trail and you got you and Mustang the Mike.
A lot of bestiality in this episode.
You ain't piping?
No.
The fuck
I would
here.
Rather go towards family members than a horse.
I wouldn't. You ever seen a horse cock?
That's a fucking lie. Insert every time he said he's banging his mom on the show. This episode will be 4 hours long. Horses got fucking bah.
Yep.
Cockaroonies. Dude, I brought it up at one of the shows in Madison. Oh, the shows in Madison, Wisconsin were phenomenal. Fire. I loved every minute of it. But I brought up, there's a joke that it's like about something that references that old video that everybody saw. It's like a horse bangs a dude to death. And she goes, that wasn't the video. The video was of a dog fucking a person. And I was like, I think you have seen a different video.
Yeah.
Because the horse one was real. That was like E-bomb's world. That was like peak.
Also, this one, she was like, you think I'm so dumb that I don't know the difference between a horse and a dog? There's a massive difference. One's fuckable.
Yeah, you can, I'll let you ride that train solo.
But, all right.
But, she goes, no, it was a video of a dog banging a human and it was on Snapchat. And I was like, I think you just have really bad friends who are just sending you videos. But she was like willing to die on it. She's like, no, the girl's from my hometown. I was like, I don't think we're on the same page here.
It's not even close. The protagonist is not even the same.
And everybody else in the crowd was like, no, yeah, the horse video. It's called Mr. Hands. We've seen it, right? It's an NFT engraved in my brain. And she was like, that's a different one.
Here's the thing. Was it a woman?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the problem. Women have this problem, right? Generally, Andrew Tate. Generally.
Did I tell you guys I got invited to go on Fresh and Fit?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in Miami. It's so far. Maybe when I'm in Fort Lauderdale, I'll do it.
You should do it.
But I want to do it as a character.
100%.
I want to do it like, just like, don't break character at all.
You should dress up like that, the gecko thing that you dressed up as.
Oh, the gecko?
Yep, just walk in there straight up.
I want to dress up and give myself like a cul-de-sac receding hairline, gold chain, t-shirt down to my nipples, right? V-neck. Yep. And I'm walking in saying, fuck women, off top. Yeah. And then I'm not going to say anything for a while because I'm going to be doing a Rubik's Cube while getting head.
Also, here's the thing. You don't have to really have to say a bunch in that because they have a basketball team worth of people in there. So you don't got to say
the audio
anything.
Engineer is just like,
you think they have an audio engineer?
I don't know.
They don't have.
How do they coordinate that many people at once? I'll find out when I'm on it.
I can't wait.
It's so funny.
Do you guys know that people didn't start brushing their teeth until the 1930s?
What?
What the hell? What did they use?
They just didn't do it. Just didn't do it, yeah.
So would their teeth like decay and fall out?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Goddamn.
Yeah, only 7% of people brush their teeth before the 1930s.
You know what's so funny? When they're like, oh, only 8.8. How the fuck do you know? 7%. And then you ask them and they go, oh, we pulled 100 people. Well, that's interesting. There's 3 million people in the world. So you're gonna just take 100 people and mathematics. Shut up. Ones and zeros aren't real. I don't give a fuck. Birds aren't real. Math isn't real. Science is a hoax. Pangea, was it? Was it a thing? Uh-huh. Who knows? But they tell us that and then we go, oh, cool. And you write it and then you get an F because you didn't know. Hey, science bitch, how do you know it's real? Mrs. Smith gave me a goddamn F because I didn't know Pangea. How do you know it's real? Would you read more books than me? You catch and ride whore? I don't fucking know.
Probably. I mean, yeah.
But you know what I mean? How does anybody know that anything is real? People out here not knowing, saying that space isn't real. But we go, oh, you're dumb. Space is real.
There's people who don't think New Mexico's a state.
That I don't think is real. It's like, but when people go, space is not real, and then everyone laughs, oh, you're so dumb. How the fuck do you know that space is real? I'm not saying that space is real, not real. I'm saying, how the fuck you know everyone is so goddamn sure that space is real? Have you been?
Why don't you think aliens have been here yet? You don't think it's cool enough here? We got Six Flags, Magic Mountain, we got titties. Why wouldn't they visit? Or
are you kidding me?
Here and they're walking amongst us. We don't know it.
Do you think they give a fuck about Six Flags? They can fuck themselves in their brains. Can you imagine?
Bring out the VR headset.
Yeah.
Do we still have it?
I got to jerk off that. My girl doesn't come back till tomorrow.
Oh.
Give me that shit, Jack.
Is this your first night alone in the new place?
Last night. That's why I had a session. I put Gigi in her hodge.
Oh, session yourself.
What do you think I was having a session? Watching HBO?
I thought you said sex.
Session.
I thought you were calling your sex a session.
No.
That's why I was getting on you.
Oh, no. I was jerking my cock.
Oh, yeah. Lock the dog up.
Oh, yeah.
Throw away the key.
Bar, get in your house. Gigi's like, it's 11 a.m. Shut up.
Real quick. Last week on Patreon, you talked about how your landlord called and said that you fucked too loud, right?
Yeah.
Did anything ever happen with that?
No, because that happened and then we went to Seattle. So we haven't been back like it long enough for it.
Did you tell her? Did you tell your girl?
Yeah, immediately.
Was she like cool with it? Or was
so
she like,
embarrassed.
Oh.
So embarrassed. But like in a ha, funny, this is like, you know, she wasn't like.
But like, oh, really? Fuck. All right.
No. It was a more positive energy.
Well, she's a very nice lady. I feel she would make them like apple fritters and be like,
she
I'm
wants
sorry.
Me to actually talk to them, the neighbors that
That's
complaint.
Weird.
I if think I'm going to do it though.
Are you really?
Yeah, man, because.
Oh, hey. That was me and my cock. Sorry. Yeah. What are you going to say?
I'm going to say.
I'm sorry about the sexual eruptions that I've been having. What are you, fucking Snoop Dogg? Sexual eruption. You know, it's not sexual seductions. It's sexual eruptions.
Didn't know that.
That's the dirty version. Eruptions is crazy.
That's cum.
I've never came and be like, I erupted.
I will. I have.
Really?
Dude, there was a.
I'm trying to get jerked off like a lava lamp.
You could.
All right.
Gabe, turn the camera off.
I like how you did two hands. That was nice.
I thought you want to get jerked off like a lava lamp.
Yeah, but
this is like a lava lamp. I don't know. You want to get jerked off like a fucking magic eight ball, bitch.
Yeah.
Hey.
Guess what your future is.
Come. We should do a podcast together.
Let's do it. Okay, let's role play. I'm your neighbor real quick.
Oh,
by the way, he breaks it down on the Patreon. It's fucking hilarious. I'm the neighbor.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm knocking on my own door.
Okay.
Spaghettios are so hot.
What type of building do you think I live in?
I complain about my neighbors having sex. You think my life is doing well?
You're totally right.
Spaghettios are so hot. Who the fuck is at the... Hello?
Oh, hey, how are you? I'm
fine.
Are you sure?
No.
Do you want to talk about something? You have Spaghettios on your shirt. Are you okay?
I'm saving some for later.
Okay.
Do you ever lay in bed and wonder what this all amounts to?
Like life in general?
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
That's too deep. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
What can I do
Speaking
for you?
Of deep, I sometimes put my cockiness too deep in my lady. Hi.
Real talk.
Oh, are we doing real?
Yeah. Let's,
all
let's
funny?
Go real.
Okay.
Fuck Spaghettios.
Okay.
Hey, hello.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
I'm all right.
Cool. I'm Michael.
I don't have any money.
I'm sorry?
I don't have any money.
You have no money.
So if you're selling candy bars, I don't want them.
No, I'm not selling candy bars. Okay. I'm selling cock. So for only $19.99.
All right, take three.
Yeah, okay.
All jokes aside. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? Why are you naked?
I was fucking a bowl of SpaghettiOs.
Take four.
All right. Hello?
Hi. Hey. Is space real? Take five. Great candy bar. Take five. Take six.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? How are you?
Doing all right.
Cool. I'm Michael, your new neighbor.
Oh, you're down...
Yep. In unit 102.
Okay.
That's my real unit. Fuck. It doesn't matter. They don't know my address. I'm in unit 102.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of weird to have this conversation, but you were telling Ted that you kind of heard... you know, my girlfriend and I kind of being a bit too loud late at night. You know what I mean? So I just, I ultimately kind of want to just know if it's like a loud, issue or is it like a time issue? Meaning like
a jealousy.
I'm sorry?
Jealousy.
No, not like a jealousy. What I mean is like, is it like a maybe let's not do that past 10 o'clock type thing? Or is it just loud and
noise in general?
Or is it noise in general where like you kind of just, it doesn't matter if it's 12 or 1. It's just too loud.
I think it's just a little too loud.
Just in general.
Yeah.
So there's not really like, you're not willing to compromise like maybe like after like 9 or 10, let's not do it. Because what I'm saying is like, we're kind of in the comfort of our own home. And we definitely don't want to disturb you.
Okay.
But we also don't want to have like kind of like restrictions on our own home. Like, you know, we all pay a good amount of money to live here. Mm-hmm. And if we can kind of compromise, like maybe past like 9, we won't, or maybe past 10, we won't. Yeah. But just, you know, to put kind of a governor, like we can't at like 12, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
You know, it's just putting us at an awkward situation.
I hear you. Let me watch.
You want to watch?
I need to see... If her sound levels are matching is this a Honda Civic going, is that spoiler real?
Right.
Or are we talking, is that a Maserati out there making the noise? I need to see, does the car match the engine?
Okay.
Does the cock match the spoiler?
Does this example make sense to anyone else?
Yeah,
right?
No, I'm totally with it. Yeah.
No, you ever open your window, there's a loud ass fucking car, and you look.
Buddy.
And it's a diesel Prius. You're like, what in the fuck? What is your goal here? What is your end goal?
Just to melt
the ice caps?
I understand. Pangea. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, I think,
I hear you.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, it's just, I got kids and it's like, it's a whole thing.
Maybe we cut that.
Yeah, no, it's just a little distracting. You know, I'm in finance. You know, my wife is dead and I just have kids. And it's like, you know, I don't want to have to explain to them that they're not watching the Avengers movie next door.
Your wife is dead. Have I ever told them my first wet dream?
Big callback.
Huge callback. Don't tell them what
people,
it is.
100 people are going to know.
Yeah. Good.
Wow. Well, okay. I'm excited for you.
Honestly, dude, I'm excited about the conversation. And here's the thing. I actually appreciate you doing a role play with it because I think I got my thoughts in line. I think it's a reasonable...
I would change a couple things.
It was a little Andrew Tate. It was a little like, I'm in the comfort of my own home. This bitch will come.
I also wouldn't throw in the, you've been hearing some noise late at night, if you know what I mean. I wouldn't do the, if you know what I mean. I think he knows. I don't think you got to keep it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. I would definitely not do that.
Yeah.
100%. My goal here is not to be like, hey, I fuck. The goal here
is how it came off.
Then that's not what I mean.
Okay.
My goal is we have two options here.
Mm-hmm.
Can there just be sort of like a noise ordinance put into place between the two apartments where like after 9 or 10, if we engage in that type of activities, we will keep it down? Is it just like a noise thing in general?
I think it's just gotta be noise in general. Because
really?
Even if you call it at like, you're like, oh, well, we won't do it past 9 PM. 8:57, it's going to sound like a goddamn King Kong end scene, all right?
Yeah. You ever listen to Bronx Zoo late at night? That's what it sounds like. That's a really bad impression of the elephant.
I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious.
That's
I'm
a bad
curious
impression.
To know, one, what your actually. Neighbor is going to look like.
Yeah.
And how they're going to take it. Because if they're like some jack dude.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
If I walk up and he's jacked?
And he's like, just jacked, dude. He's like, you're fucking up my REMs, my sleep sketch. It's too loud.
I'm going to say, then you can fuck my girlfriend.
How do I become your neighbor?
You trying to be like...
I want to meet her. I want to meet her. No.
All right.
I'm curious to know how that'll go.
I'm interested too.
I almost think you don't do it. I think she should do it. She's very nice and she's very well spoken.
She is nice. She's very well spoken.
It is a little more embarrassing though.
She will never do that.
Really?
Yeah. I think my main goal here, and to Gabe's point, is like I need to never make the other person make the neighbor think that I'm like you heard it, so right. Like never that.
Yeah.
It's just like first of all, you know what I didn't do, which I'm going to do for sure, is I'm going to apologize.
Right.
I need off yep. top.
Hey, sorry.
I need to. I'm like, I heard that there was a complaint to Ted, and I am so that was never our intention.
I am so
like,
sorry. .. That I beat that pussy up so well.
Yeah, my bad.
My bad.
I'm so good at fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know if you looked at the Spotify charts lately, but I fuck and I'm on the comedy charts.
Yeah.
Now what? Your move.
You ever been to Tempe, Arizona? Because I'm there.
Wow.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the passive aggressiveness when it goes to a third party, like a landlord, is always makes that. But you might talk to them and they might be like very like, hey, I get it, man. But blah, blah, blah.
100%.
It might be very.
And at the end of the day, dude, like I want the ecosystem of the apartment to like. Be
a fuck zone.
Yes. So do we have any what if we just stopped? No, everyone be respected.
But you also want to feel comfortable in your own home.
That's the two things I'm playing with, right? Because I want everyone to feel respected. I don't want to like disturb anybody, mm-hmm. but also like paying rent at a place. Like I want to be able
you
to
You want
like,
to be doing the sex.
Yeah.
You want to be in sixth gear. None of this idle in third.
Yeah. I'm
kicking
neutral.
Neutral.
I'm trying to come. If that's not a quote, I don't know what's happening.
There's been a lot of good quotes in this
yeah.
one.
All right, you guys ready for Sock Talk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. We have a submission here from Nick Lowe. Lowe? Lau? I think it's Lowe. And he wanted to send a Reddit post that's been making the rounds lately, and he wanted to get his thoughts
on it. I've
seen
people on TikTok talk about something on Reddit, and I haven't looked it up. Usually when I go to Reddit, I come.
Yeah, I think this is the same one. this is from the subreddit Today I Fucked Up, TIFU, and it says, Today I Fucked Up. My girlfriend of 2 years told me that the music that I play during sex is weird and a major turnoff. So he says, I made a lovemaking playlist, and started slowly creating it, adding songs, and these are songs where I was comfortable matching the rhythm. There's a few songs to my playlist. However, there's one song in particular, which happens to be my favorite, that my girlfriend hates and says turns her off in a major way. I don't understand why it's taken her 2 years to tell me that she hates it. It's a good lovemaking song with good rhythm. I feel the way that I fucked up is I could have probably previously asked her if she likes the playlist. But to leave it to 2 years thinking our sex life is great, but in her eyes has just been ruined by my music, has left the whole situation feeling awkward, and I'm a bit annoyed. So do you guys want to hear the song?
Yeah. Is it Crazy Frog? Ding 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 ding.
No, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I'm so
you curious. have it
yeah,
queued up?
Yeah, we've got the song. So this is a Hudson Mohawk Seabat.
Okay. All right.
It sounds like a Nick Cannon movie.
It sounds like you're choking a chipmunk.
This is weird.
This sounds like Gigi at the gym.
Yeah, it sounds like a bunch of animals beatboxing.
This is the song. And it's basically
that's the song?
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything else.
Wait for it. I would come right out of that bass drop.
How do you even fuck to this song?
How a pigeon walks.
I kind of like it.
You like this?
Yeah. Well, I like
this is more like this is like four white dudes in a Nissan Altima in high school hotboxing a car about to freestyle.
100%. This is the song I play when I'm prepping my suicide.
What's funny is I saw a TikToks with that sound and I didn't get it. But imagine getting clapped out to that. Also, he said the playlist is 2 hours, or they dated for 2 years.
I think he said they dated for 2 years. He doesn't say how many songs are on the playlist. Do you guys have a song that like you would really want to fuck to, but you think probably someone else would make fun of you for it?
Stairway to Heaven. Gets there, she knows.
Stairway to Heaven. That song is way too long for you.
That's also not Stairway to Heaven.
What is it?
Wait, what you're just doing?
When she gets there, she knows. Da da da. Okay. Close.
I thought, you were doing.
I jerked off to it. That's Stairway to Heaven. I think I would do Phil Collins and the Air Tonight live, because it's like a 2 minute buildup, and that's like the foreplay, and then right as the do 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 insert,
yeah,
that for me, it's a really good song.
That is actually a great song.
That song's fire.
Or Kid Rock's ba da ba da bang da bang dibbit. The buildup on that shit is electric. I don't know if you've heard it.
Fuck to that.
No, I'm thinking about just drinking at this point. Oh yeah. No, obviously not Kid Rock. I think Phil Collins, you could actually...
You could definitely fuck
with that. I picture like an LED kind of like luminescent room. Is that the right word? I'm just saying shit.
Yeah, no,
but like kind of like when that comes on, all the lights go from like a blue to like a neon green.
You come at me.
This is a Vegas show in my head. I think that would be when people would be like, what? Like,
it is funny that if you play a song that epic and come in your pants.
Oh, come here before the buildup? Oh, it's hilarious. Well, the whole thought of a playlist, I don't know. You're not a music guy, are you?
No, I hate playing music when I fuck.
It's too, I don't know. I feel like
it puts me in moods that I don't want to be in.
It also, exactly. It's like, it's like altering the mood, but you aren't doing it.
Right.
It's an R&B singer that's doing it.
Right.
It feels like when people go on a first date to a comedy club, I'm getting you laid by these jokes.
You're welcome.
That's how it feels.
Yeah, your lady's wet because of my setups.
But Freak Me by Silk, that's what's getting you laid. Not yourself. Uh-huh. It's a song in the background.
Also, when I play like R&B and stuff, I think about like the music video. And then I'm just thinking about like a hot dude all oiled up.
Yeah, I don't
want to
think about
like,
other things. The only thing I want to hear in the background is a fan or two.
Yeah.
Videos, yeah.
I'm trying not to come.
Nobody get that?
What?
A fan or two of my videos.
Oh, fuck.
All right.
Sorry.
Moving on. Leave it in.
Well, 100% leave it in. It's great. I'm just saying like it makes me think about the music video. And then I'm thinking about a guy oiled up. And then I just don't, me personally, I just don't, I'm trying not to come.
The girl I lost my virginity to, I remember the TV that was on, it was the Music Choice channel. And there's no music videos on there.
Right.
It's just like the song and then like a lava looking screen.
Yeah.
And every time it would change, I'd look and see what they were putting on. Oh shit, we're fucking a Kesha right now?
That's pretty cool.
Kevin Little, turn me on. Maybe that one. That what would your song be that's a little embarrassing, but to you it means something?
Bananas in pajamas. Mm-hmm. It's coming down the stairs. Mm-hmm. Bananas in pajamas are chasing teddy bears.
I'm hard.
There you go.
What's a song that you would play thinking that puts you in the zone, but maybe your girlfriend would be like, Michael, what is this?
Honestly, I like really, really, really sexual R&B. So I feel like maybe like
all R&B is sexual.
But like
ain't nobody singing R&B about coloring in the lines.
But a song like what song is that? Maxwell, Woman's Work.
That'd be the one.
You put it on. It's like you just met this girl in line at a bathroom at a club. It's 4 a.m. You guys are on ketamine, and I put on. Yeah. And you're like, what in the fuck is going on? Put your cock in my mouth. Why are you playing this? Are we in love? Are we going to get it married? Or are you going to put it in my ass? Anal laws when you're reading class.
Yeah, all valid statements.
Do you know what song I'm talking about, though?
The song?
Yeah,
no.
can you please play a second of it? Yes. Yeah. It's like, it's too much. This is a song you play when you're like been with a person for 4 years and you're like looking in their
R&B
eyes.
R&B on a first date is interesting. This sounds like somebody, like a homeless person singing in the alleyway in New York.
This?
Yeah.
I'd fuck that homeless guy.
I don't know how much of this I can play.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're probably out now.
YouTube, yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's like way too sexual. But dude, when I was in college, I had like, I was so into fucking R&B that I like would play like, just like very, very like R&B soulful shit. And it's like in the car, like to the club and people are like, what the fuck's happening?
Yeah.
Because this shit gets me like hype. It doesn't like You know,
R&B is great. I love R&B. Yeah.
But yeah, that song that gentleman played, it
sounded like it'd be in a commercial for like Kia.
Yeah.
Like a shit car. If you have a Kia, whatever. But I'm saying like
Kia, some Kias are like really,
the
really
new
nice.
Kia Optima.
Yeah.
Copyright. Like that song sounds like it's copyright free. Like you go on YouTube and be like,
that's what it sounds
sexual
like.
Music
yes.
free.
Yes. That's what, exactly
what it is that? Is that on Spotify?
Yeah.
Who sings it?
It's Hudson Mohawk. It's you're talking about the first one that the guy did? He's part of that producer duo Tonight. They like produced some stuff for Kanye years ago.
Okay.
But yeah.
The song's not bad. It's just weird.
It's just what's
weird
it called?
Helium? It's just weird to fuck to.
No, it's called
C-Bat? We're not gonna make it as a band.
Oh, C-Bat.
Yeah,
Only 2.8 mil, dude. A lot of people fucking.
A lot.
But hey, he's got 1.2 monthly listeners. That's 1.2 horny people.
I love it. All right.
Word. Well, secret sock time.
Let's do it.
Let's get into an anonymous submission that says, I've been dating this girl for 6 months.
Nice.
Things are going well. I bought a vibrator for us to use together.
Hell yeah.
First time I used it, it literally got stuck inside of her. I was trying not to freak out.
How else would it get stuck? Behind the couch?
Hey.
Nothing? All right. Gabe hit me with an A.
Well, it's hard because I'm trying to keep track of where the messages are. There's like, it's split into five. It was funny.
All right. And it got stuck. I won't interrupt.
I was trying not to freak out. So what I did was I went for her armpit and I tickled her. And when she laughed, the vibrator came out more and more. So yeah, I tickled the stuck vibrator out of my girlfriend.
Her armpit is an easy button.
Where would you... What, that's some Bear Grylls shit to know that. I would not think of that. I would...
How small of a vibrator or how cavernous is her vagina? One of the two. You ever seen a dildo? Like, dildos are... Oh, a vibrator.
I think it's a little fucking buzz.
Oh,
buzz
a little
boy.
Buzz buzz. Yeah. Well, a buzz buzz shouldn't go in. Buzz buzz are outside. You know what I mean?
This is true.
Yeah, because aren't the little buzz buzzes for the old clitoris?
Ideally.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I would use my fingers like one of those things at the arcade that's trying to get the stuffed animals, the little claw thing. That's what I would use to just try to get the vibra out of the cooch. But the armpit tickle, that means that she's like an expert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This happened ain't her first rodeo.
Before. Yeah.
Because my head would be like, well, let's get you a gallon of water and it's piss time.
That would work. You know what I'd do? I just start getting my clothes on, and she'd be like, "Where are you going?" And I'm like, "I'm going to get you some drinks," and I wouldn't come back.
Mm.
Then you just have a buzz buzz stuck in there.
Was it still going? Probably.
Right?
Ooh, turn it off.
Yeah.
Birth control is like, hey, this shit's too loud. Turn it down.
Hey, I'm not going to sleep. Does birth control ever go to sleep? I hope not.
It's always on duty.
God damn.
It has a little sign in front of the vagina. It's like security here.
Open always. It is. So birth control just 100%.
No.
So it always says 99.9. That's just leaving.
That's for legality.
That's
just so they don't get sued.
Right. But there are some super strong. You think like LeBron James sperm is getting stopped by fucking bitch ass birth
IUDs?
Control? No. 100%. LeBron James sperm jumping right out of that goddamn idiot. That's like, ugh, stop. No. I'm getting that egg.
Yeah, you could power an RC car with that cum.
Oh, 100%. I'm getting that egg. I'm making fucking eggs Benedict.
Hmm?
Excuse me?
What podcast is this?
I don't know. First and Fit. So, buzz, she just tickles, and then she just lets it go. That's good. Well, how does that work, though? Because when you tickle, don't you tighten up? Wouldn't you want to... Oh, so she shot it out?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't really understand the physics of it, but... I guess I could see it. Like, you're kind of squirming and moving and
just... Moving, grooving.
Yeah.
Wow. I would not have thought of that at all.
No.
I don't think anybody would.
No.
Nah. I don't know what I would have... Yeah. I would have done the claw thing. But good for you to know that. Well, it's nice to learn something on this podcast.
Yeah. If it ever gets stuck, just tickle, tickle, tickle. That is weird to be like, oh my God, it's stuck in me, and be like, okay. Tickle, you know, tickle, tickle.
Yeah.
Like, that's a weird one, too.
Do you like to get tickled?
No.
I don't like it either. Don't tickle me.
Yeah.
I'll shoot you.
Somebody's definitely been shot over being tickled.
100%.
Probably near Walmart. People would be shooting in Walmarts. maybe, but you know what I'm saying?
Like, I understand what you mean.
But it's like, oh, it's like Black Friday, and they're like, that's a nice Samsung TV. And 42 inches?
People go insane for Black Friday. Like a 42-inch TV is like $100 off, and they're like, I'll shoot your kid if you don't give me that. You're like, it's just a TV.
But like, you're about to go shopping, and you're like, all right, it's 3 a.m., ready to go. Where's the Glock?
So weird.
You're going to a Build-A-Bear.
At 3 a.m., you're either asleep or you're going on a hike with your girlfriend. Kill me.
That's wild.
Wild. Black Friday is crazy. Have you ever been?
Yeah. Never. Well, my hometown, there's an outlet mall that people fucking, it opens Thanksgiving night at like midnight. So you don't even have to get up. Like, you just stay up for it.
How do you stay up on Thanksgiving? You got so much tryptophan running through your goddamn veins?
I don't know. It's a great question.
No chance I give a fuck about some goddamn Old Navy pants for $15 off.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's all retail. It's like you buy 5 t-shirts and you get 1 for free. It's not like the big wins are the electronics, TVs and shit, refrigerators.
You think people ever met on Black Friday?
Yeah.
Damn.
People have met any way you can imagine. Yeah. Somebody was in line at a Quiznos and they're like, God, I'd fuck. And they're like, what? Well, good.
You know what's crazy is I guarantee you a TSA worker, when they were patting down somebody, goes, yeah, damn, you got a hog. And he goes, yes, I do. And that's how they met. Yeah. And they fucked inside one of those milk vending tit things.
Saw one of those yesterday.
What are those called?
Lactate
rooms?
Lactation station.
Dude, that's so sick.
Like, there it is. That's late it. Contender for a title, but that was
You ever think a baby walks by there and goes, oh shit, a Quiznos?
You go, oh shit, that's home base.
100%. But that's where they eat. Oh, dude, shit, a pizza.
The one at the Chicago airport has a keypad on it.
How do you know the code? Just type in tits? What's the code?
I don't know. I don't know. It was funny. What if you open it, there's a guy on a Zoom call? He's like,
come on, guys.
So he plays to get some quiet.
That's where I'm going to go to get hit. Like, I am getting milked.
I couldn't think of a better way to end an episode. You getting milked in the O'Hare airport.
In a lactate room.
Getting milked.
Getting milked in the lactate room. Milk
Why
me daddy.
Why doesn't my Tesla know how to suck me off?
It will soon.
Is there not a feature? Oh, you can make it fart noises. Interesting. Can the horn turn into a fleshlight?
It can. I want Elon Musk to suck my cock
for
on Black Friday on Google Cloud.
You're just a lot of buzzwords there. A lot of SEC options.
SEC? SEO?
SEO. I was thinking SEC. College football's back. The SEC, baby.
Dude, what happened with college football? Isn't there like 100 teams in the SEC now?
Everybody's moving to the SEC.
Right? Isn't that the thing? Who knows sports here?
Dude, I don't know what...
Jack,
the,
you know.
The San Jose State one, people keep leaving it. I'm like, I didn't know you could just do that. You just keep leaving it. It's like the Mountain West now. I think we just play like really good high school teams over at San Jose State. I don't know.
Is San Jose, is that even a college? Like technically. I think it's what? Like an advanced high school.
San Jose
you
State?
Got in and you couldn't read a fucking book, dude.
I could just slowly.
They handed you a Snapple fact and you're like, what type of riddle is this?
Yeah, I mean, it did at points feel like high school because it was just a big square. It was like,
what do you mean?
The campus was just like.
I'm surprised you know what a square is.
That's the one that's all circles on the sides. said the name circle on it. The campus was just like 4x4 blocks. So you go up 4 blocks, you go down 4 blocks.
All circles?
Yeah. Bitch.
Oh, fuck. Sorry. The big square?
Yeah. So it did feel like just a big high school campus at times.
Yeah.
But we had a Panda Express.
We didn't. That was great.
Yeah.
Dude, this is the last thing we should say because we're fucking going so far. But do you remember like having like the high school mentality where you're a senior, kind of like the man, you know, everyone knows you, blah, blah, blah. And that moment when you go to college and you go.
And you ain't shit again.
And you're like, what happened? Yeah, you're you like, ain't shit on. Again. You're like, I worked 4 years to be the shit. Now I'm zero.
Yeah.
It kind of preps you for life. Because then you get to a senior in college.
Same
and
thing. It repeats.
Yeah. And you go back and you move to New York and everyone goes, what's your name? And you're like, what?
It was the same thing with comedy. I was doing stand-up in the Bay Area. In college, I had 10 minutes of material that I thought was fire.
Yeah.
Went to LA, did that material. It was like a 3-minute set. Did all 10 minutes in 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Bombed. And I go, oh, I got to restart.
Regroup.
Yeah, I mean, that is... That jump, the cockiness of being a senior in high school is just so funny because it's like, in hindsight, it it just doesn't matter.
Well, the funny thing ever to me is the cockiness of a senior in college. Right. And then you go in the workforce, you're like, what are you even
senior cockiness is a little different because you kind of just like, you don't care. It's like, you're like, I'm cool, but I'm just over it. You know, cockiness of a high school senior, you're like, I run all of Wisconsin.
Right.
I run this place. Yeah. You got the lanyards, you got Crocs on, you're flipping your lanyards in the hallway. It's like a big, like, what's up, look at me. But I feel like a senior in high school, like, I was more just like, I would wear like a Patagonia with no t-shirt underneath it to class and be like, who gives a fuck?
That's
true. I smell like maple syrup.
Who cares?
I got head.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I put bacon on my cock and get a girl to suck me off in the Raffer Center.
I don't know. I don't know. Senior year of college, you're almost ready for the real world. But that's the funny thing,
you're not at all though. That's the right. funny thing.
But you think you are because you had one internship.
Yeah.
But you do feel
one internship.
Dude, I had an internship at a radio station. I got humbled there. I almost got fired for taking a picture with Wiz Khalifa.
All right, yeah, I remember that story, yeah.
Dude, I was just they didn't give a fuck.
You don't know
about
anything.
Me.
You don't know anything.
No.
You voted one time, you're like, I'm a Democrat. You're like, what are you even talking about? You're like, I don't know.
Exactly.
What's an apple?
Exactly.
You don't know anything. Yeah. You don't even know what a tangerine is when you're that young.
I still don't.
I honestly don't know either. It's just a bitch ass orange. A tangerine's a bitch ass orange.
What's the difference between tangerines and cuties?
A cutie's just a type of tangerine, I think.
Those are so goddamn good.
Also, a kumquat's a bitch ass fucking tangerine.
Talk to him. Let him know.
Hey, what's up, all you kumquat bitches?
That's how I'm going to open my special. What's up, all you kumquat bitches?
All right, well.
What would you do if a girl's about to suck you off and she goes, they call me the kumquat for a reason?
I'd try to leave desperately because she's going to give me monkeypox. She's got something.
A good heart.
All right.
And chlamydia.
Exactly. I always think that my girlfriend was like a massive whore in high school. And I always want to talk.
Why not college?
Who cares about college? That's not even
right. Everybody's a whore in college.
Everyone. Are you kidding me? I'd fuck the TA right now. What's a TA? Can you imagine being like, I want to be a TA?
Teacher's assistant?
I know, but that's what you want to do?
I think TAs and teachers usually has them. Oh, I was a TA for a PE teacher.
That's it for us.
PE teachers, they go out in public just being like, oh, I do PE.
Yeah, people. Well, the funny thing is, people go, "What do you do for a living?" They go, "I'm a teacher." You teach dodgeball. What are you even talking about? Two classes ago, you played Duck, Duck, Goose. And you're a teacher. All right. I could keep going. This has been great, but we are. I mean, this has been an hour and a half.
Hour and a half. I'm sweating.
I'm so hot.
Could be back,
guys. That's the episode. Thank you so much for listening watching. And that is the episode. You guys are awesome. Friendly reminder, we have a Patreon. 4 extra episodes a month. Drops every Friday, ad-free, for only $5 a month on Patreon. And we have iconic episodes. We interview Gabe and a bunch of other shit that's incredible. So go check that shit out. Go on patreon.com/stiffsockspod. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. And we have Apple Plus or Sipsox Plus, on Apple, and that gives you all the bonus episodes. Drops every Friday as well, ad free, just audio versioned, but it's available on Apple as well.
And this week we have the illustrious Anal Princess on.
I'm excited.
The internet is fascinated by her. We're about to find out why.
Yeah,
she's a lovely lady. But also, here's a clip from last week's Patreon, which is also a blast. I had 0% of a voice, but it was a lot of fun. I talked about Vegas and some of those shows and a buffet. Here you go. I went to Las Vegas and over the weekend, and we went to a buffet. This is funny.
Give it to
it
me.
Was $90 to get in at the Caesars one.
No.
You know what's even funnier? They had an hour and a half wait. And this lady, we're like fucking with her. Because you know like that post-party or drinking day where you kind of just don't really care?
Yeah.
We're jokingly, we're like, ah, no, come on. We're performers in town. Let us in. She's this old lady. We're kind of just fucking with her a little bit. Like,
yep.
But she's laughing back. It's a good time. And then I jokingly was like, ah, come on, is there a wait? And I put out $50, like, yeah, is there still a wait? And then she looked around, she's like, I can't do that. And she goes, but if you ask twice, I might. And then I was like, come on. And she took $50 and she,
and she let you in?
She let us in.
That's really, I've never seen it actually work.
Paying money to cut a line at a buffet
is a sad
peak
thing.
America.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what.
Huh.
There's something about buffets and crab legs where people lose their minds.
Crab legs just in general, I think, are phenomenal.
They are, but like from a nice restaurant. They were still really good from a buffet, but it's just so funny. They just have like just tubs of hot crab legs. And there's a line. It's also big line.
Think about this.
Next, like tapioca pudding.
Think about where Vegas is. That's not close to water, ladies and gentlemen.
Not at all.
And people lose their goddamn mind over all the fish there. I mean, vile.
Yeah, I had sushi in Vegas and it was very not good.
Oh, not good.
No. But the same thing to your point. I was like, where's an ocean? Where's a water? Where's a Jesus?
None of that exists in Vegas. Jesus is not real in Vegas. And water's not real. And premarital sex is not like, just, yeah. It doesn't, anything I is, just, go ahead.
The amount of electronic scooters parked out front of the buffet was, I don't know. Could be age or whatever, but it just like, you knew you were getting closer to the buffet based on the amount of parked scooters you saw.
God, it's a sad sentence. That is America.
It is.
A parked scooter, that's America.
Dude, there was like a fruit bar, nobody touching it. Crab legs, going off. Eggs Benedict, going off.
Having a melon ball. It is 2 p.m. and maybe. I want an Alaskan kid crab legs up my urethra, dude, daddy. I mean,
when was the last time we went to, okay. When was the last time you went to a buffet?
When was the last time I was depressed?
Some of the food is actually good. Which is sad.
Buffets don't really do anything for me because I don't eat a lot. So like to pay all that money to get into a buffet kind of doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I definitely didn't eat them. I didn't eat my money's worth.
No.
But it was just like, we're in Vegas, might as well.
Yeah, dude. I mean, when I was in college, we had this steakhouse called Ryan's Steakhouse, and it was a buffet. And we would get high as shit and go there. Then I would eat my money's worth. So I would have like a steak and crab legs and like just like three pieces of cheese, just wild shit. Just all put into, like none of it even makes any sense together.
Yeah. No, that's exactly how it was. I was having breakfast. I was having like slow cooked, like short rib, crab legs, tapioca,
dude,
lemon fritters.
Oh, what?
I don't know.
How was camping with the family?
It was cool. I mean, we used to go a lot as a child. I remember seeing the exact tree that I kissed a girl at for the first time ever in seventh grade.
You kissed a girl on a tree? So you've been you've been wanting to do freak shit outside since you were a kid.
Oh, Davy Bones Crockett. I'm out
Hold
here.
Hold up.
I'm out here. No, I've always, because we used to all camp there with like me and like four or five other families. We'd all go to this place in Santa Barbara. There's a campsite out there. And when we were driving up, I was like, oh, that's, we always stayed in like the same one, same, cause it's like cabins.
Yeah.
We always stay in the same cabin. And I saw the tree, this girl, Lena, she's my first kiss. I went in for the kiss. She went in for the makeout. I wasn't expecting it.
Oh, so you went in for a peck and she was like, here's my tongue, daddy.
Yeah.
And second time I said daddy.
I had to adapt quickly. I had to, you know.
Did you even know what you were doing?
No.
So you didn't watch my How to Kiss videos?
I'll watch it tonight. I was so nervous, but like I tried to play it cool, but dude, I was rocked up on site.
100%. That quick. Dude, that's when you were that young. That dude,
I
oh my
still
God.
Get a little bit that way.
Me too.
A couple of squeezes, a couple of kisses, and you're like, well, hold up. Are they building something in my pants?
There is something.
Better put the cones out. We got construction workers on site.
Dude, there is something. The kitchen really gets your boy. My girl's like leaning over cooking muffins, and I'm like, I will fuck you before the muffins are done. Hey!
You got about a 23-minute window.
All right? They're fast muffins.
It was nice going camping, though. It was cool just hanging out with them. It was genuine, you know? And we cooked all of our meals on a fire, which was fun.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I've never cooked a meal on a fire.
Charbroiled? It's actually really good.
Do they know? Oh, your mom's a chef. I keep
my mom be out here whipping and flipping.
You are?
No,
your
my mom.
Mom.
My
yeah,
mom.
Yeah,
but dude, my parents are so funny. Like, I only see them in increments of like, oh, well, let's meet for dinner. Let's do a thing. But you spend like more than 12 hours with them. They're
you
just,
want to kill
they're
them.
So married. It's insane.
Oh, right.
Like, they're just like, my mom could sneeze too loud. My dad would be like, oh, warning would be nice next time. He's just like startly. And my mom just doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They're like, well, I put the corn here. Now the corn's not there. She's like, I don't know what to tell you. And he's just, well, just both in their iPads, not talking.
Yeah, dude. That's also such a weird thing about parents now is they're all pretty much retired or living like just amongst themselves. So it is such a weird, like I pick my head up. I was on vacation with my with my mom and my sister and the kids or whatever. And I would constantly pick my head up. My mom's not talking, and she's a very talkative person. Pick my head up. She's on Facebook.
On her phone. Yeah. And my parents are the same way.
So weird. Like, dude, during dinner, yeah. I'm like, dude, do you understand if I was on my, if phones yeah, yeah, were like existing when I was like 10, 11, 12, 13, still living in the house, my mom would beat me in the face mm-hmm. if I was on my phone.
It would be like not at the table.
Correct.
Something. Yeah. It is interesting. It's both my parents.
God.
But it's just.
My dad's constantly like, you know what my TikTok's full of? And I'm like, what? Bitches? And he says, yeah.
I would like, love to see. What's your dad's name again?
Eric.
I would love to see Eric's For You page.
We could probably FaceTime and he would show up. Well, I couldn't. You can't make that. I can't make that happen. Well, I could FaceTime his wife and his. He could show us. Something. He would definitely do it. And I'm telling you, he's told me before that it's just all like lip syncing fat tit people. Like, you know what yeah. I mean? It's just like people go, baby, baby, just tit. Like, it's just, it's horny. He says that's how he like preheats his cock before he jerks off it too.
You can FaceTime and watch TikTok together now.
Oh, we can share a screen.
Yeah.
I saw a TikTok that I need to show Michael. Can I airdrop to you?
Yeah.
It reminds me of Michael. Let me find it. God, I'm the worst person.
Is it just like a water buffalo or something?
What?
I don't know. This just reminds you of me.
Oh, okay.
Also, guys, this is a footbed that people keep sending me. I mean, I've gotten 25 messages with this footbed.
Footbed?
It's a footbed, like a brown, or not brown, whatever the fuck, like a wooden footbed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's exactly what it is, the bed.
Oh, yeah, and it's shaped like a foot.
And it's shaped yeah. like a foot.
Oh, like yeah. a love bed, but foot.
I think so, yeah. And I have, I mean, dude, 58 people have sent me a picture of this footbed. I can't get it. I
When
want
was the
to.
Last time you got jerked off by a pair of feet?
Literally yesterday.
Hope you enjoyed that highlight. Thank you for listening to this point of the episode. We love you. Thank you so much for supporting us both. And just having fun. See us on tour. God bless. Gabe, jerk me off.